I'm speaking now to four men in a car, in a form of transport, who are heading for County Mayo in Ireland, in the west of Ireland. And as I speak now, they're driving, and perhaps by the middle of the day, they will have reached their destination. And they're on a journey. They're on a journey to do something that is quite remarkable. They're landscape photographers, and they've got a production team. They're two big landscape photographers from Ireland, and they've got another photographer with them who's acting as director, and they've got another photographer with him who's acting as a kind of technical sound person. And I'm really talking to those four guys, and in case I don't pronounce the names right, guys, I'm not going to say any of your names at the moment, although I will actually say that one of them is Peter Cox, and the other is Roger Overall, and the others, Neil McShane, and the other man who I have also met in the past. I can't remember your name, apologies to you. But what are you doing today? Well, this isn't to tell other people and yourselves what you're doing, but this is specially directed to you guys. You're going to Mayo, right? And I'm going to read you a poem about Mayo. And this is to be background noise as you're sort of getting into being in Mayo, because this doesn't substitute for the experiential Mayo, but it's a poem by Paul Durkin. It's called Going Home to Mayo, Winter 1949. And this is it. It's a reasonably long poem, not half as long as his long poems, but it has in it a number of place names, and I'm going to say that I might stumble over these place names, but here goes the poem. Leaving behind us the alien foreign city of Dublin, my father drove us through the night in an old Ford Anglia. His five-year-old son in the seat beside him, the wreck-scene seat of red leatherette, and a yellow moon peered in through the windscreen. "Daddy, Daddy," I cried, "pass out the moon." But no matter how hard he drove, he could not pass out the moon. Each town we passed through was another milestone, and their names were magic passwords into eternity. Kilcock, Kinnegad, Strokestown, Elphin, Tarmanbarry, Tulsk, Ballinadreen, Ballyvarry. Now we were in Mayo, and the next stop was Turlough, the village of Turlough in the heartland of Mayo. And my father's mother's house, all oil lamps and women, and my bedroom over the public bar below. And in the morning, cattle cries and cock crows. Life, seemingly seamless garment, gloriously rent by their screeches and bellowings. In the evenings, I walked with my father in the high grass down by the river, talking with him, an unheard-of thing in the city. But home was not home, and the moon could not be more outflanked than the daylight nightmare of Dublin City. Back down along the canal we chugged into the city, and each lock gate told our mutual doom, and railings and palings and asphalt and traffic lights and blocks after blocks of so-called new tenements. Thousands of crosses of loneliness planted in the narrowing grave of the life of the father, in the wide, wide cemetery of the boy's childhood. That's it, in the wide, wide cemetery of the boy's childhood. So there you are, guys. Have a great time making your DVD. Have a great time, making something significant for the photographers to buy. And I'm not here to sell you. I'm just here to say, look, have a bit of Mayo. I'll do a few more Mayo poems for you, especially so that even though I think you're there until about Sunday, you'll have something in the background as kind of perhaps mood music. You don't actually need my voice because you'll talk, chatter your heads off, I'm sure. But there we are. That's the poem by Paul Durkin, Going Home to Mayo, Winter 1949. Bye-bye.